When corporations and public figures end up in major controversies, they often turn to a form of public relations known as crisis management. Gene Grabowski is a senior strategist for Levick, a communications firm that handles crisis management. Gene, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you.
Let's start with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell's press conference on Friday. What stood out for you?
Well, I wouldn't have thought it possible, but the news conference actually made the situation a little worse because it was a little short on specifics. The commissioner made the announcement that a committee was going to be working on new procedures and that they would have something to report sometime around the Super Bowl, which is a long time away. Then when he took questions from reporters, he didn't quite handle them as deftly as he probably had hoped. In a way, more damage was done than any provision of clarity.
Do you think anything Roger Goodell said in the press conference addressed the dissatisfaction many people have felt with his handling of the domestic abuse issue?
I think that for some people, it was good to hear that he felt that he acted incorrectly and that he was taking some steps to correct the situation. But it didn't go far enough. I think that the people that were dissatisfied to begin with remain dissatisfied. And if anything, they're probably angrier now than they were before the news conference.
You spoke of a lack of specifics. Commissioner Goodell did not address the apparent contradictions in this episode. Did the NFL have the second Rice tape or not? And in what way was what Ray Rice said to the commissioner, quote, ambiguous, as the commissioner had maintained? Because Rice had said he was very specific when he described the incident, and there were several others who reported that as well. Were you surprised he didn't speak directly to those issues?
I was, actually, because if you're going to do a news conference such as this, which with so much riding on it, you have to be direct. You can't appear to be evasive. And I think to a lot of people watching, the commissioner looked at least evasive, and to too many people, probably untruthful.
It's often said that money talks, and a number of prominent NFL sponsors, including Pepsi and Anheuser-Busch, have issued statements expressing concern about the ongoing domestic violence controversy. But those companies have not pulled their ad dollars. From the NFL's perspective, do the warnings from the sponsors have any impact?
I think they have a limited impact because the NFL product is unique. It gets 17 million viewers on a Sunday. So I think that the ad sponsors are going to stay, at least for the time being.
This week in a post on Only a Blog at onlyagame.org, we noted that after one of the worst weeks in league history, the television ratings for Sunday Night Football were in fact up. Do you see any signs that domestic violence and child abuse stories connected to the NFL will damage the league's business?
I don't think it's going to damage the business per se. I do think that the NFL, in order to remain a member in good standing of corporate America, is going to have to make some very strong changes. Its programs are going to have to stick. And at some point, if the pressure continues to mount, there could be extraordinary pressure on Roger Goodell to leave his post. In our line of work, we say, perhaps somewhat cavalierly, the gods demand a sacrifice. And it may be that the owners feel that they have no choice but to sacrifice Mr. Goodell. It's too early to say whether that'll happen, but it's a real possibility if things continue the way they have.
Gene Grabowski is a crisis management expert and senior strategist for the communications firm Levick. Gene, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.